This is Rob Thomason, superintendent of Petersburg Schools. Back to school is always an exciting time. In Alaska, every one of our 54 school districts and school staffs have diligently prepared so the new school year will be one of deep learning and strong emotional growth for all of Alaska students. As educators, nothing pleases us more than welcoming students back to launch a new academic year. This year, like none other in recent memory, school districts across the country, including every district in Alaska, are scrambling. Districts are feeling the negative effects of operating budgets that have been reduced as a result of the across-the-board federal cuts, known as sequestration. In Alaska, the legislature and governor have held funding for public schools at the same level of commitment for the last 4 years. This is commonly called flat funding. Flat funding, combined with the federal cuts, has created a very significant challenge for every Alaskan school district. We must find a way to see positive changes in education funding at both the state and federal levels, or the reductions in programs and services will only become greater. Locally, Petersburg schools have been blessed with outstanding borough support. While we are making adjustments to cope with reduced federal support and flat state funding, the bottom line is that the Petersburg School District program remains healthy and vibrant. Through conservative spending practices, long-range planning, and union contracts negotiated with employees who are very sensitive to the unique needs and qualities of Petersburg, the district remains financially and programmatically strong. We understand and recognize the important work involved when it comes to our nation's budget, the state budget, and the inherent challenges our policymakers face in managing spending, revenue, and mandatory programs. The reality is, these reductions are harming what matters most, our students and our teaching core. Data from a survey released this month, August 2013, by the Alaska School Superintendents Association indicates that sequestration translates into reductions that negatively affect personnel, curriculum, facilities, and operations. More than half of the Alaskan superintendents who participated in the survey indicated reductions would have a direct negative impact on classroom instruction. The survey found that increasing class size, slashing professional development, and deferring technology purchases are unfortunate realities. Despite what is happening nationally and at the state level, all districts across Alaska are making a pledge to stay strong. We will honor the families of our community. We will do the very best for the students who enter our classrooms every day, seeking and deserving a quality education. Their futures depend on it. Their lives depend on us.